It is a pervy rambling by Miss Beatrix. It's been a hot minute since I've done one of these, so I had it on my list to do this week. So if you haven't listened to one of these, it is literally just things that float around my mind because, as you can imagine, you know, I talk to pervs all day, every day, so my mind is always in it. I am drowning in perviness. So recently I did a commission where it is a mom that like homeschools her children. And it was the commission where you can see the text messages and then I leave the voicemails. And they're just like a completely pervy, naughty, extreme pedophile family. And the mom is just like sending the mom's sending texts and voicemails of what she's doing with the children during the day, how she's preparing them for when daddy gets home. And I have to say, one of my favorite roles is playing that mom, because it is so hot to me to think, and it goes with accomplice too. It's like the same vein where I am like being completely almost submissive to a man and making sure that, you know, all my little ones' holes are all stretched and ready, you know, that the girls are being taught exactly how to suck cock. The girls are wearing the best little outfits for when daddy gets home. And like, you know, in this situation, mom isn't really getting much, but it's just as pleasurable and for me mentally to think about that, just how satisfying that would be to be such a helpful mother. Mommy helping so well. And because it's funny, so I do so much within femdom, right? And that's a very comfortable place for me to be. But there is still a part of me that wants and needs to submit to a man, but only in the bedroom. And so, you know, in this instance, that is the ultimate submission, like submitting your flesh and blood for your man. Like, just saying that like turns me on. So yeah, I love anything where I'm like a teacher of perversion, like I'm teaching impressionable young minds how to be sluts, you know, teaching them how to do just depraved things that they shouldn't be doing at that age. It turns me on so much. Then another story that really hit me, that, and actually it's funny because I have been binge watching Law and Order SVU, and there was a story about a teacher, like a high school teacher. The whole episode, you think that she is a predator. Like the whole story kind of sets up where this high school boy accuses her of her raping him. But it turns out that the young teenage boy actually raped her. And then I did that one audio where the mom is raped by a bunch of boys in front of her son. Oh my God. It's just, and especially that audio, because, you know, the mom was like trying to show off in front of her son and kind of cuck him in a way, and the boys took it too far, but she was still loving it, you know. And in that audio I say, like, because you know, the guy that ordered it wanted to hear his name. His name was Wayne. And I was like, Wayne, you're not even going to come help your mother? She's getting raped. You know, she's moaning while saying this. I don't know. It's like, I feel so fucked up saying, like, I'm turned on by young underage boys raping me. Is that weird? I'm weird. I am fucked up. But I'm sorry. It's just it's a crazy fantasy that has come up. And, you know, I know I'm in a safe place where I can say that. And I don't know if you've listened to this one in the private collection. It was the camp counselor that got, like, strapped down by the boys in camp. Hello, that was fucking hot. You know, because the whole time, like, that one was super hot to me, actually, because she really didn't want it, but, like, it was still hot, if that makes any sense. Like, mentally, she's like, this is fucked up, this is wrong, but, like, her body was betraying her, and she was loving it, and I feel like that is how I might be if that ever happened to me. Let's see what else. I haven't talked about this during a pervy rambling. So I make it known that I love doing confessional style audios where, you know, I've done the one where the PSO confesses that she, you know, went down a crazy hole. And the story is where, you know, men got her into child porn and she ends up going to jail. I put that one publicly. And then there's a couple more in the VIP audios where, oh yeah, the woman like confesses that she becomes obsessed with masturbating the little girls, even her own niece. And then I did the mom one where she confesses to molesting her little boy. And, you know, he kind of grows up even as an adult and they still like secretly fuck. And like, this is like really a fucked up statement, but you guys know where I'm coming from. So when I did that audio, something that really stuck with me, when I said it out loud, I was like, holy shit, that's hot. And I actually recently had a phone sex call where a guy was telling me a story kind of similar where it was his stepmother molested him and they would fuck all the time. And, you know, so the thing that I said in the audio and that he also said was that, yeah, it's like fucked up that, you know, a woman would take advantage of her young son. But like in the audio, I say, but like he wasn't crying and his little cock was stiff. So it wasn't rape. It didn't feel like rape. He never said no. And so in my mind, I was like so turned on by the idea that like underage boys, like is it ever rape? Like when a woman takes advantage of them? And like that phone sex guy I was telling you about, like I could tell this was a real story for him. He had so many details. And his stepmother just like was just so horny for him. And she would just like get on top of him and ride him. And and he loved it. He loved every second of it. And yeah, it's like obviously illegal what she was doing. But like, is it ever rape? And I'm sure like every man might be like, yeah, that's like the dream to be like a young boy and have an older woman like fuck them. But yeah, so that was another thing that stuck in my head. But yeah, so I'll wrap up pervy rambling with that. You have heard my crazy perverted fucking mind. Yeah. So until next time, bye.